Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Triple Chatters Tarot. I am your host, Tarupa Shaw, accompanied by my lovely co-host, Aluna Tarot.
Hello.
And tonight we have an amazing live reading show. So I hope you guys are excited and ready with your questions. So we're going to try our best to get to everyone tonight. So we are going to make this, you know, fast and everything to get to everybody. So Aluna, do you have anything you have to say before we get started with the caller?
Pretty much just are your questions ready. I'm excited. I'm kind of nervous a little bit, but more excited.
Okay, so let's start, and I'm going to take our first caller, which is 561. So 561, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hello, 561.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Well, what is your name? Like, can you give me your name, please?
Sure. It's James.
James? Well, give me your question, James, as I shuffle the cards.
Sure. I'm just wondering what message Spirit has for me in terms of the next step for me right now.
As far as work or just period in general?
Just kind of in general.
Okay, so let me keep shuffling the cards for a little bit. Okay, so let's take out three for you. All right, so the cards that came out for you, James, are the High Priestess, the Ace of Swords, and the Knave or Page of Pentacles. So the High Priestess card to me, you know, this is a card about you listening to that inner voice, you know, you listening to that inner part of the universe, that fragment of the universe that you have within yourself, that inner voice, letting it guide you. And I am seeing here you are working on yourself, you know, the Ace of Swords energy. This is a card about strength. It is a card about you developing your voice, developing your ideas, standing firmly in them, not budging, you know. And also with the Knave of Pentacles energy, this is a card about you starting something, you beginning a new path. I'm not sure whether it could be school or work or some new type of endeavor, but it's definitely looking like you are listening to your inner voice. You are preparing yourself for something new that's coming into your life, some sort of new venture or journey. But you have to have a balance because, you know, the High Priestess, she is about letting go of logic and letting go of, you know, let's say just third world dimensional facts and knowledge and, you know, things that like A plus B equals C or 1 plus 2 equals 3, you know. The High Priestess is about removing that, and 1 plus 2 might equal 9, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way the High Priestess, you know, the universe sometimes gives you things. It's not always logical, but at the same time, you have to develop your logic because the Ace of Swords is about you having that wisdom, those facts, that knowledge, you know, being educated in whatever it is. So I definitely do see here a balance that you need to have with your intellect and also your spiritual side, okay? And then with the Knave of Pentacles is kind of putting yourself out there and, you know, opening yourself up to the universe and telling the universe, you know what, I'm ready. I'm ready to start something. I'm ready for doors to be open. I'm ready for new opportunities to come through, new ventures. You know, so it's looking like you have a really nice path kind of carved out for you. Eluna, what do you see?
I love the way you put it. I wanted to venture on the direction of perhaps this because I noticed that James asked, like, for a spiritual message. So I feel like you yourself, James, are, like, coming into spirituality, mysticism, divination, yourself as just, like, being more aware of it, being more attentive to signs, obviously having an interest by getting a reading. So I think this, you might have a calling season coming for you, James, and it's going to shake everything that you thought of in your mind, because like Taruk was saying with the High Priestess, in the deck that he has, because I know what your deck looks like, there's a broken sword on the floor. So it's very interesting that the first card is asking you to break away from the mundane logical applications, you know, just what is going on or what people have sort of like ingrained in us to believe about having a connectivity with spirit and with source and with the self, and coming up with your own ideas. And I kind of pick up too with the with the Page of Pentacles, like that maybe you too in some way, form, shape, or another will be aligning a more spiritual aspect to your creativity or business, perhaps getting into somewhere along the line, just hypothetically speaking, doing readings yourself, crystals, Renke healing, some form of mysticism is going to be integrating itself into your life and, kind of manifesting itself. Like that. So that's what I see.
Yeah. And, you know, and while you're doing that, you have to keep yourself grounded, too. And I think that's what the Ace of Swords is saying, you know, getting into the spiritual realm, getting into the ethereal, you know, etheric, mystical routes of knowledge. You do have to keep yourself grounded to the earth, too. So I think the Ace of Swords is also kind of telling you to keep yourself rooted. Don't just, you know, lose yourself in the sky, you know, don't lose yourself. Keep yourself kind of rooted and grounded with the swords, with Ace of Swords. You do have to develop that intellect, you know, especially in the real world, you know, in the third dimensional world. It's hard out here. You know, the spiritual community is not easy. The spiritual community definitely can be a lot to handle and to deal with, and you have to be sharp. You have to be mentally strong and prepared with the spiritual community.
Absolutely.
You know? So I definitely feel like it is showing you that. Have that High Priestess energy. Have that, you know, just openness to the Akashic records of the universe, but at the same time, you have to be kind of ready to handle whatever's being thrown at you in the real world, you know? So that is my reading for you. Let's go to the next person. Okay, for Aluna, the next caller is 931, you are on the line.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I don't really have a specific question, but I was just wondering if you can, you know, draw a couple cards and see what they say.
Okay, interesting. Can I have your name,
please? Maggie.
Maggie, nice to meet you, Maggie. So I'm going to go ahead and shuffle up a bit, and I will take this as a general reading. So let's look and see what the cards have to say for you. Okay, so one card did come up reverse. So it looks like Miss Maggie, you're going to get some shade tonight, okay? Because I hate to be the bearer of bad news. No, it's not bad news. It's really not. Okay, so the present position, let's jump right into it. The present position is the Two of Pentacles reversed, okay? Mm. And upright, this card symbolizes someone who is able to juggle responsibilities, juggle different tasks, juggle lifestyles, either dealing with family and friends, working home. It's about juggling that duality that is more tangible and mundane, like earth, bills, responsibilities, and things like that. So this card in reverse is saying to me that perhaps right now there is a bit of unbalance that's going on with you right now. Just perhaps you are finding yourself in a position of not really – I normally see this card as saying taking on too much, too. Like some people out there, they just want to have like 8 different projects under their belt when in all reality, they can only juggle 2 on top of having a life, having a social life, you know, keeping their mental and spiritual health in check, keeping their health in check. You know, working too much can be an overload and it can be health detrimental. So that is what I'm seeing with this present card. I feel like it's saying to you to, if you're taking on too much, to lighten the load, and I'm picking up on more of that energy instead of, like, you not taking on enough. But let's go to the next card that I'm seeing, and this is the Death card, okay? And This card is ruled by the sign Scorpio. So we just transitioned out of that energy, and now we're in Sagittarius. But Scorpio's energy with the card of, with the death card, it speaks about transformation. It speaks about the shadow self. It speaks about letting something go, okay? Something, and literally you had no choice in the matter, okay? So whatever had to be let go this past season or what's been going on with you, Maggie, like it came to an abrupt stop. It came to a bit of like, it just had to happen for you to get to this place of looking for your next step, you know, lightening the load. Perhaps this project in and of itself, perhaps you were working on something or were a part of something and you got really stable or complacent in the place of dealing with it. And now it seems like it's something that's got to change or something has to be let go of, because the final card that I'm seeing is the Ten of Swords. So, like, completely done. Like, the Ten of Swords is just the end, the finale, curtains closed. The depiction normally that comes with this card is of someone being slain. Like, there's no returning from whatever they've gone through. It's just like, it's a demise. It's a demise. Now, it's not to say a physical demise, not to spook you, but perhaps you might have a hard time of letting things go or letting relationships or projects or whatever you are tasking yourself with. You're like, oh, maybe one more go, maybe one more shot. And the season right now is just really reminding you that, yeah, sometimes it's best to actually just let it go. So what are you seeing with this reading,
Karu? I completely agree. You know, it's about letting go, you know, letting go of these projects or multiple things that you're juggling at the same time. You know, the death card and the Ten of Swords are very clear with what they're saying. It's to kind of, I feel like, put more emphasis on yourself, take care of yourself more. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I feel like you did a pretty good job, I mean, explaining, you know, just
let go
of some of these projects, you know, and focus on yourself. It may be hard. It's going to be hard, something that you're not going to want to do.
Right.
It's devastating, or it's going to be, you know, hard, but you just got to do it. So thank you so much for your call. Now we're going to take the next caller, which is area code 562. Okay, so 562, you are on the line.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself tonight?
I'm doing great. Can you please give me your name and your question?
Sure. My name is Cassandra. I go by Cassie. You can call me Cassie.
Okay.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi. I don't really have a direct question. Let me see something. Well, I guess it could be regards to my love life. I think I'm okay with every other area. I know I'll do well, but just in regards to that, I guess.
Okay. Well, let me keep shuffling, and let's see. All right, so the cards that came out for you are the Magician card, the Temperance card, and the Empress. Okay, so this is very interesting. The Magician card. Now, this is a card about creating your world, creating your environment. This is a card about the self, you know, the ego, the things that you want in your life and the will and the desire to manifest them and to bring them into this world, into this reality, okay? So this is saying that I feel to me that you do desire, you know, this relationship. And maybe the card is saying to kind of maybe put yourself out there more. I'm not sure, you know, how spiritual you are or how magical, you know, you practice some sort of spirituality or, you know, mystical arts. But, you know, this is a card about putting in your these thoughts, these ideas, and pushing them into the universe, you know, manifesting them, putting them out there. So maybe this is saying, you know, to put yourself out there, maybe start, you know, going out more, meeting guys, just kind of your intention, your intent. Now with the Temperance card, this is a card about balancing your energies at the same time. So I feel like this card is saying there's a part of you that you are protecting yourself. I feel like maybe you have been hurt in the past, or there have been some situations where you kind of have put dating off, or you are kind of like holding on to a part of yourself that you're not ready to put out there and let go and put in the forefront for men to possibly, you know, speak to you or meet with you. But there is a balance that you have to create, you know, because staying at home all the time, or, you know, kind of like putting off, you know, socializing, you're not going to find anyone. You have to put yourself out there. You have to, you know, take a chance and take a risk, even though you might hurt yourself or somebody might hurt you. But you have to learn how to defend yourself at the end of the day. You know, you have to hold on to yourself without giving it to somebody. You know, it's a lot. It definitely is a lot, you know, that goes into this. Now, with the Empress card, this is a card that is definitely about sensuality and sexuality, you know, and romance and love and creating that love. This is a card about creation and about bringing that forth. So it seems like you are going to manifest this sensual, sexual, you know, feminine, earthly, motherly, womanly energy, you know, to attract men to you, you know. So it does look very strong for you. But you have to balance yourself, you know. You have to balance yourself. So what do you see, Aluna? What are you seeing with this?
I definitely, you know, it was so funny as you were speaking on this. I was thinking more as you were bringing more of the symbology to it, of more kind of bringing it down to earth. So definitely with the Magician, I like what you said about putting yourself out there. The Magician rules communication and just establishing connections with people. It's about that connectivity, because the Magician connects with above and so below. So as Taruk was saying, changing your perspective and changing the route you take in meeting guys. Perhaps if you are more old-fashioned, maybe it's time to switch it up and put yourself out there on a dating website, you know, putting yourself out there in the realm to have that connectivity. Also, the Magician is a masculine card, so perhaps someone you are seeking carries these qualities as well. Very confident and assured. They're very intellectual. They're driven by, you know, things like communication. So they'll enjoy more establishing an intellectual connection with you instead of just going straight to the sensual. But we do see that also in this reading with the Empress. So with the Temperance, I think the Temperance card, I actually did a posting on this probably yesterday, but I feel like Temperance in this case scenario is saying, you know, to definitely let that guard down a little bit. I feel like you possibly could be a little, you side-eye guys, you kind of size them up a little bit, you kind of cut them off or write them off a little too quickly. You're not really allowing yourself to dive into the waters authentically when you communicate with men. Just my perspective. I could be wrong. But yeah, with the Temperance, it's asking you to have that emotional and earthly balance. That's about balancing dualities. So being okay with showing a bit of a vulnerable side of yourself when you are, or even telling a guy right off the bat, like, what you're interested in. If you want to establish a family or have something, you know, monogamous and continual between you guys, then that needs to be said. You know, you can't just, like, hold back and wait and see what he wants to do. No, be assertive and direct in what you want. And the last card, yeah, with the Empress, it seems like you're definitely going to taste this energy, this sensuality, this being adored or coming across men that are going to really respect you and authentically appreciate your body and all that you come to the table with, because this Empress kind of says that you're packing, honey, so you're a nice little package. That is what I see with it.
I agree. I definitely agree, and definitely on the part of respect. And, you know, the Empress, she is a queen. She is larger than a queen, so she demands authority. She demands, you know, authority, respect, admiration. So it's not letting men disrespect you. They need to treat you like a queen. They need to worship the ground that you walk on. They need to kiss your feet.
Yes.
Literally, you know, they need to, you know, be gentlemen. They need to, you know, take care of you. They're not going to treat you like no commoner on the street, you know. The Empress does not, she doesn't play that, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely have to develop a sort of strength with the Empress that I feel like the Temperance card is calling on. you know, is it strength, but also the femininity, you know, but also knowing what you want, demanding it.
Right, it's not too strong. It's not too strong.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you so much for your call. So we're going to take the next caller, and that's 856. So 856, you are on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Good. Can I go ahead and have your name and your question?
Sure. It's Rose Maria. Whatever you can pick up that's around me that's coming in soon for me for next month, for Christmas and my birthday, relationship or job, either one or both.
Okay. Well, Maria, you said your name's Maria, right?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Okay. Can I call you Rose? I like roses. Let's see what the cards have to say for you. All right. So I'm seeing here, you got some very good cards. Okay, so the present position, the Queen of Chalices. And I think for the next month and going into, you know, around the time of your birthday, you're going to see a lot of emotional stimulus coming up, either dealing with family, friends, relationships that you have, because the Queen of Cups, she's like that mothering, nurturing figure. So normally when you see a court card like the Queen or the King or things like that, they talk about personifications or personality types. And I feel like this energy is, perhaps it could be surrounding some family members, perhaps people, a lot more people around this time. Obviously, it's the holidays, and it's going to be around your birthday. So I think this card is asking you to open up more with them when your family does come around and they do sort of try to connect with you, because it seems like there's going to be a lot of watery energy surrounding this time coming forth. And what's good and also bad about that watery energy is that sometimes it can stir up things that, you know, we kind of, in dealing with relationships and things like that, maybe not so intimately, for example, like a family, your mom or something, you probably wouldn't talk to them. Some people talk to their moms every day, but you normally wouldn't. And when you come around to speaking to them, sometimes you don't really know what the emotional atmosphere is going to be. So it's just asking you, I think, to be receptive to that, to be kind of respectful of that. Or if any of your family members or even yourself are going through any issues, to be more transparent, to be more trusting and emotionally vulnerable, because the Queen is, she is someone who receives that well and also someone who's not afraid to give that. She's a very emotional-based, emotional-driven sign. So amongst the festivities, it seems like, there are going to be an eruption of, like, emotions coming up for you. So the next card that I see is the Eight of Wands. So it seems like around this time, things are going to really be picking up for you, perhaps relationship-wise, because, again, the present card is very water-oriented. But the Eight of Wands depicts a trajectory already in motion. So whatever plans or trips or things, either for the holidays, like you said, or your birthday plans or things that you have going on, they're going to fall through, and they're going to fall through quite rapidly. So it's kind of telling you to get ready for this energy, to get ready even for, like I was saying again with the present card, like if there are some issues going on, yeah, it's going to be brought up around your birthday or even around Christmas. So hopefully the waters are kind of smooth. They're not going to be too tumultuous. But that energy, yeah, it's very fast. It's very rapid. And things, whatever, it's not going to be meek or bending around the bush. It's just going to be like smack on in your face. And the last card that I'm seeing is the Six of Swords, okay? And the Six of Swords talks about moving, being able to take the higher road, the higher ground. Also, I wouldn't say necessarily retreating, but like taking time away, being able to move on from a situation that's no longer serving you or beneficial to you. So whatever relationship, like I'm just getting this relationship vibe because, yeah. So if anybody that's in your life right now that is coming and they might unearth some wounds or some drama or just anything that's going on with you, I feel like this reading is saying, you know, to really be emotionally mature and prepared to deal with that this coming season, and that when it's all done, when it's all said and done and you go back to your life, like, leave all that baggage behind, basically. I hope that makes sense. How does this sound to you, Tarouk? What are you picking up from these cards?
It sounds like there might be some family drama going on.
That's what I was kind of picking up.
But letting it go. It kind of reminds me of those movies. It's like a movie when, you know, that one girl who hasn't been around family for a while, she comes in, everybody's throwing shade at her, you know.
One of Madea movies or something, like a...
Something, in my head, I was seeing Julia Roberts, like one of those Julia Roberts movies, where, you know, I don't know, but it just kind of reminds me of those families, you know, those families that it's just something that happens, and you might get something thrown at you, but it's about kind of letting it go and moving forward, you know, like maybe forgiveness, forgiving maybe certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But be ready for that, you know, and it might be emotional. You might cry. There might be some kumbaya moments of tears and hugs and things like that.
Aww.
And that's beautiful. So just be open to that, and yeah, I mean, thank you so much for your call. Well, we have 3 minutes left, and I see we do have one more caller, but it's, we don't have enough time for you, unfortunately. So,
aww.
Yeah, 561, I'm so sorry. We'll do another show soon for you. I don't. 3 minutes is just not enough for a reading, you know.
So tell everyone where they can find us then.
You can find us on Instagram. You can find us, well, Aluna at Aluna Tarot at Instagram, and you can find me at Tarouk Fashal. Do I have to spell it out for the kids? Do you think that?
Well, if they found us from the flyer, then I think it has enough.
Yeah. And also on Triple Tellus Tarot, of course, you guys. Also find us on YouTube. These recordings will be going up on YouTube, so, you know, definitely go check that out. And yeah, that's pretty much it, you guys. Is there anything else you want to say, Aluna? Stay tuned for more shows. We're coming through with more shows. We're coming through. More like
season
TV.
Three. Yes. Season three. We have to do an interview with the witches. Yes.
We're going to do more topic shows. We're going to talk about spirituality, about magic, about spells. About witchcraft.
The spiritual community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All these juicy things that you guys want to hear, we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be, you know, really diving deep in to some controversial topics as well concerning the spiritual community. Okay. So
that's all I have to say with that one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening and for calling, and stay
thank
tuned.
Thank you.
Yeah, so good night, everyone.